punch, but the regular music don't.
No, hole punch. Poor Wayfaring Stranger is a wonderful, wonderful old folk song. Some people say late 1700s, I mean 65, 9, some people say a little bit later. Some people say it's a spiritual. Some people say that it was derived from settlers in the Appalachian area. Probably both. It is a song about struggling through life and looking forward to the afterlife when they are more happy and at peace. The settlers' lives were very hard, and very often the thought was that it's really nasty right here, but in the afterlife we're all going to be together, and it's going to be wonderful. And so that kind of Christian spirit helped them through. So those are the roots of this song. It's in three parts. Tenors are split, tenor one, tenor two. The basses and the baritones are singing as one voice, and they have the melody to begin. As a matter of fact, it's a really nice baritone bass song, actually. What I'm going to ask is that we all sing the melody first so that we can enjoy it. I'm not going to do it. We did this several years ago, and I took it at a little faster tempo, but I'm going to hold it back this time. I like it better when it's not moving so quickly. So let's just do the pickup with John. Everyone's singing the melody line about this way. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger. Okay, so here we go. And breathe.
I'm just a poor.
Thank you.
letters at the top. So the melody is a mezzo forte, which is medium loud. So the basses and baritones have the lead, so we're going to let them sing louder. And the tenors have a harmony part, so that's only mezzo piano. And it continues that way, actually. So let's do it again now for dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
let's start at 17. I'm just going over Jordan. Tenor ones and one. Focusing on your page, that's where your eyes are, but keep your ears open to the people who are beside you. Might as well just start from the beginning.
Starting from the top.